Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, Tavshin Samachtes. In the next approximately 15 minutes, we'll try to give an idea based on two great thinkers of this generation, both of them not in this world anymore. Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld, who was the Rashiva of founding Rashiva Shar Yashim Farakaway, and as well an idea blended with an idea from Rabbi Zil Malevsky, the late Rashiva in Toronto, or Sumiach in Toronto and other places, with a few ideas that we see really brought out in Chazal as well, to depict what Matan Torah represents. Because we know, as Ramchal tells us in Das Tfunis, which we see from Chazal, we didn't receive the whole Torah on Shavuos. So we call Shavuos Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, yet we know there was the Aseres HaDibros that was said, but not all the Torah was given at that moment in time. So what does Matan Torah, what does Shavuos represent? I'll try to give over this idea, which indeed is very powerful and very beautiful. In Sefer Shemais, we read Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. After the whole mountain was full of smoke going up to the heavens, and there was a sound of a shofar getting stronger and stronger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes down at Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai al Reish Ahar. He comes down to the mountain. Why is it necessary that Hashem has to come down? Normally, wherever he controls and runs the world, that's where he does it from. In Shemayim, it'll be in Shemayim. Here he comes down to the Reish Ahar. We shall find something interesting by Matan Torah. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tezva, B'chol ha'om royim es ha'koyleis ves ha'lapidim. Everyone, the entire nation saw the koyleis. And Rashi, a famous Chazal, Rashi brings here the Mechilta, that we see that all of those who were suma, all those who were blind were able to see, all those who were deaf were able to hear, all those who were sick in any fashion, who couldn't speak, who were mute, all were healed, b'shas matan Torah. And what's the idea of that? What does it have to be? It was like a bonus. Hashem was like happy. It was the day where Hashem was crowned. Hashem was giving his beloved Torah to his beloved people. There Hashem says, all right, it's like an amnesty, and we're going to give out a bonus. Everybody get healed. No sick people anymore. What's the idea? Clearly, you have to understand the idea behind the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Peches, Amid Beis, and Shabbos. Om Rabbi Shulam Alevi, kol dibur v'dibur sheyotza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word that Hashem spoke, yotza sonishmashim shay Yisrael. The Jews died. Klal Yisrael, when they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, they died. Says the Gemara, well, after the first Dibur, after the first word, and they died, had they had the second word, the Gemara says Hashem resuscitated them once again, He resurrected them, and they ought to hear a second one. And then they died again, until they said, this is too much. What's the pshat on that? Why did they have to die? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that? If someone will say a word, they die. Tchias HaMeisim. What's the idea behind this? If we go back to the beginning of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a whole world, and then on day number 6, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam HaRishon, the purpose, the goal of all creation, that there should be the human being, there should be people in the world. And Adam HaRishon was created, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us he was a remarkable person. He reached from one end of the world to the other end of the world, whatever that means. He was able to see misayf ha'ilam atsayf. He was able to have vision to see clearly from one end of the world to the other end of the world. He was as a being, he was a supreme human being, that something we can't relate to. And what that means, that he was physically from one end of the world to the other, spiritually he could see. But to the point, Chazal tell us, it's a kohela zuta. Chazal tell us that Bikshu Malachi Asharetz Loimer Loi Shira, that the Malachim wanted to sing Shira to Adam. I don't understand what that means. Malachim essentially don't have Bechira, they don't have free choice. Now everyone has a free choice, but the idea explained by many commentators is that to Malachim, things are so clear, it's so clear what they have to do, their purpose, their mission, that they can't do anything else but do what they have to do, but do the mission. We have Bechir, we have free choice if we want to put our hand into a raging fire or not, but it's so clear the ramifications of that, therefore we won't do that. So too with Malachim. So Malachim see things so clearly, and yet here they made this mistake to think that Adam HaRishon was Kaviyachal himself. How could it be that they would think Adam was the supreme being, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? They wanted to say Shira to him. To Malachi Asharis, how could that be? That means Adam was, in his comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was something unbelievable, something we can't relate to. And we know after the Chet, after the sin, this all diminished. That Adam Rishon was diminished in his stature, was diminished physically, was diminished spiritually. No more mistakes. The Malachim certainly didn't make any mistakes anymore. Adam Rishon looked more probably like one of us after the sin, after the Chet. But that means that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, the ultimate goal, the Lechatchila, was to create man, to create Adam as Adam Rishon was. And then that was diminished. And from there we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do then was sort of try to get back to that ultimate goal, try to get back to the Lechatchila of someone like Adam Rishon. But Hashem says we can't do this at this point, we can't do it with one being, with one Adam Rishon. Hashem says we'll attempt to do it on more of on a national level, with a group of people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the next three generations, and gave them the challenge of rectifying the sin with the chasaron, what was lacking here in that first being, Adam and Chava, and tried to fix that. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a very famous Mishnah in Perek Dalid. Hakina v'hataiva v'hakoved meitzien es ha'odem in ha'olam. Jealousy and the desire for lustful pleasures and the hunger for respect, honor, and power. These three things take a person out of this world. To be in this world, to be able to maintain oneself, to live properly in this world, these three flaws, these three chesreinus must be in check, must be rectified. And these three chesreinus, kina, taiva, v'akavod, we find in that first chesaron, on that first day, the first sin, we find all three of them coming to the surface. We know the Nachash convinced Chava, convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why? He said, "Eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'hisem keloikim yodei tovara. You'll be like Hashem Himself. You'll be like Elohim. You'll be greater than you are even now." How great was Adam Rishon? Already you just said the Malachim wanted to sing Shira to him. They wanted to praise him. He was already such a great that you can be even better. You can be even more in control. You can be yodei tovara. You'll be have even more power. Here, the midah of kavod was hit upon, and indeed they failed by giving in to eat from the Eitz Hadas. In the process of going to the tree, we know that Torah tells us about Chava. She looked at the tree and she saw v'chisa'a v'hu lo einayim, that it was desirable to the eye. And there lies the midah of taiva, which also a failure in it on that first day of creation. And then we're told that she took from the fruit of the tree, and not only did she eat it, but she also gave it to Adam to eat, that he should also eat. And Rashi tells us the name of Chazal, fascinating medrash, because she said what? She says, just in case the repercussions happen to me, that indeed I die from this forbidden fruits, I don't want that Adam should be around, he'll marry some other woman, and I won't be here anymore. And therein lies the midah of kinnah. There's a kinnah v'hataiva v'hakoved mitzinah sa'adam in ha'ilam. She thought that someone else would be created. She would die and Hashem would get someone else in her place. It's a Gemara insight to the Mashal, explains how it works. So, these are three midahs that from the outset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that man should control. And really, to think about it, kinnah is bein adam lachaveroi, between one man and another man, and kina vataiva. Taiva is between Bein Adam la'atzma, between man and himself, that he has to deal with. And kavod is between Bein Adam la'makim, to realize that all the kavod only belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the power only belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not for the person. So at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to try to rectify this that was not accomplished by Adam and Chava. And we're going to try to spread it out into groups of people, into generations. The first generation following Adam and Chava was who? Was their children, was Cain and Hevel. And Cain and Hevel were put up to the task to overcome and to rectify the midah of kinah. As Cain's name indicates, it's the midah of kinah. Hashem says, I'll give them a test. Let's see if they could take care of this midah, perhaps obliterate it from the human gene. And they were given a test, and they failed. And Cain was jealous of Hevel that his carbon was accepted. And Hashem says, we have to move on to the next generation. The next generation is the what would ended as the Dor HaMabul. And Hashem said, I'm going to let this entire generation, which was already greater, but it was one community. It was still Safa Echos. It was still one community at this point. And Hashem said, I'm going to allow them to rectify the Midah of Taiva, of desire for pleasure. And indeed, they too failed. Kihishchis kol basar as darkei ala aretz. Mankind perverted themselves. It even affected the rest of creation. It affected the animal kingdom. And that second midah of taiva also was not able to be put in check. And then there was a final midah, which Hashem said, I'll give one more generation. Give them the opportunity to at least obliterate one of those midahs, and then somehow we'll take care of the other two. And that was the Dor HaFlogo, which we know is the Dor, the generation of dispersion, what happened to them. But this was the Dor that built the Migdol, that built the Tower of Bavel. Interesting, it says they were going to build a Tower LaShamayim, the Pasuk says. Yet, where did they build it? They built it in a valley. How silly, if you want to build a tower to Shamayim, why don't you start on Mount Everest? You get a 29,000 feet head start, right? The idea is Shamayim represents, as it does for us, Shamayim represents where Hashem is, where the control panel is, where everything is being controlled and running the show. And here, Nimrod, the one who was Mered, who was married by Kadosh Baruch, who says, we're going to build a tower like Shamayim, and we'll have the control tower. It won't be controlled from there. We'll control it. We'll decide our own destiny. And there, the hunger for power, for kavod, was once again failed, and this was time number three, which Hashem said it was going to work. So Hashem said at this point, to try to do it on a global level, to rectify these three flaws that mankind was created with, and was put up to the challenge and failed, the kinah, vataiva, vakoved, Hashem says, I'm going to have to give the opportunity to three individuals, and restart everything. Give it to three individuals who will be able to overcome these three midas. And then from there, perhaps it will be in the genetic makeup of them to have a nation. Because now it has to be at the national level. To have a nation that will be able to bring the world to its ultimate purpose of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in the first place. And of course, these three individuals were who? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Avram, very quickly, Avram Avinu, his midah was chesed. And the midah of chesed means that I give of myself to others. I share with what I have to others. The exact opposite, the antithesis of jealousy. Jealousy is what one has, I want. Here, what I have, I give to others. That's the midah of chesed. And with that, Avram Avinu was able to rectify, in a sense, the midah of kinah, and at least that in his descendants, that midah will now be in a more pure form. And then came Yitzchak, and Yitzchak represented Avodah, and Avodah means total submissiveness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah always in transfixed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always in tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is I am nothing, Yitzchak says. All the covet is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am nothing, I have no control. As a matter of fact, I'll give myself up as a carbon. I have no say in the matter. I am nothing. Lesli migamei klum. I have nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with it, that rectified the midah of Kavod. And finally, Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Barasi Yetzahara. I created the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara which leads a person to sin. The sin, primarily the sin of Arayas, of immorality, and here Barasi Torah Tavlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this Torah is the antidote to that midah of Taiva. And with that, Yaakov Avinu, who was Mitasei Shleima, was able to rectify that final midah of Taiva. So at least now, in the Avos, in this now group, in this new family, there could be these three midahs at least in check, in a pure form, that their descendants, getting this DNA, now is able to have it, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to bring this nation, when they are ready, after the Shvatim. Now they have to go through their own purification, they go down to Mitzrayim, and they're finally ready, they come out of Mitzrayim, and the ultimate is when they come to Matan Torah. They come to Har Sinai. And when we came to Har Sinai, the Gemara tells us, one of the places is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Right at the top, begins at the Amud before. The Gemara tells them, "Nei ma'ovid kechavim mezuhamon." The ovidei kechavim still have some zuhama, some spiritual filth in them. The reason is shalei ondu al Har Sinai, shabishah shabo nochesh al chava hitel ba zuhama. Whatever this means, it's hard to understand it in its literal sense, but the Nachash instilled some sort of zuama, some sort of spiritual dirt into Chava, and therefore into all of mankind, because all are descendants of Chava. Some zuama went into Chava and was never purged, was never cleansed from that zuama until Har Sinai. Yisrael sha'amdu al Har Sinai pasku zuamasan. That zuama went out. When? At Har Sinai. Perhaps that's why they had to die at Har Sinai. They had to die because there had to be a Tchias HaMeisen of the new Adam and Chava, of the new person, the new human being, the supreme human being which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended originally, which was diminished with these Chesreinus, the Chatam of these three flaws, which Hashem then tried to rectify again and again until finally with the Avos He had it under check, and now Klal Yisrael as a nation had the ability to go forth with the Torah to now be the light onto the nation they were supposed to be. And this happened with the Zuama going out, this Zuama finally being cleansed from Klal Yisrael standing at Har Sinai. But if the Chacham Shalom do al Har Sinai loy pasku Zuamasam. Interesting, the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rava l'Rav Ashi, what about Gerim? Gerim, they weren't standing at Har Sinai, right? They were with the other nations. The Gemara says even they weren't there. Mazlayu avu, their mazel was standing there. And the Gemara concludes, Upliga de Rababa Bar Kahana. This seems to be a machloikis, this idea with Rababa Bar Kahana. The Amar Rababa Bar Kahana, at Shleisha Dairis, Le Pasku Zuama, Meavu Yisenu. That it took three generations for this Zuama to get out, to be cleansed, this spiritual dirt. But with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it was then cleansed. Avram hailed as Yishmael, Yitzchak hailed as Yaakov, and Yaakov hailed Yud Bei Shvatim, Shlehe Ben Shum Teifi. It was already sort of purged at that point. Perhaps we could say that the Machlekes is not as drastic as it seems from the Gemara, but rather, indeed, Rav Abba Bar Kahana is right. It started at the Avos. It started at the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to start to cleanse that Zuama with rectifying the sin of Adam, with taking care of the Kina Taiva Va'akovet. But it came to its full measure on a national level. It came to that full measure at Matan Torah, where indeed it was Pasku Zuamasan, and that's what the Gemara tells us before, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, they had to die. They had to die because Hashem says, now that Zuama is out, that's a symbol of Nisa. And when that Zuama was out, Hashem says, now there's going to be a rebirth. A Tchias HaMeisim, meaning there was a rebirth of this supreme human being, not as one Adam, but rather as a nation of 600,000 neshamas, would now can go forth with the Kabbalah Satayr, now 600,000 neshamas, each a part of that one great neshama of Adam Rishon, can go and fulfill the mission of mankind in this world. And that's really what Shavuos represents. Shavuos represents when he came to Har Sinai, that's why all the physical flaws in mankind had to go away, had to be fixed. That's why all the blind had to see and the deaf had to hear and the mute had to be able to speak again. Because they had to be perfect. Shavuos, Hashem says, they all have to be perfect physically. Certainly, like what they represent now, Adam and Rishon. And that is what happened on Shavuos then, and in some fashion, in some sense, that's what happens in Shavuos every year, that recurs every year. And we'll end, as Reb Freifel points out, something magnificent, one of the most famous Rashis probably in all of Chumash, that everybody is familiar with. And with this understanding here of what Shavuos represents, we have a new insight into this Rashi. Pasuk, Perek Yud Tes in Parashas Yisrael, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Beis. Vayisu Merifidim, they traveled from Refidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. And the Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu Bamidbar, and they encamped by in the Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Rashi points out right away, what's Vayichan Sham Yisrael? It should be Vayachanu, and they camped. Vayichan means, and he camped. So Rashi tells the famous words, it's Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad. Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad. Who's the Ish Echad? The Ish Echad is Adam HaRishon. Now, Klal Yisrael came full circle to be as a nation, as 600,000 Neshamas, as Klal Yisrael, starting from the rectification from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, now in the makeup of Klal Yisrael as a whole, now they came at Har Sinai, when it was Paskus Ramasim, they came to be Ki'ish Echor V'Leif Echor, like this one person, like Adam HaRishon. Agunar Shabbos.